From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Senate proponents of a ban on congressional funding for special projects have another supporter. As NPR's Audie Cornish reports, the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
House Republicans have already sworn off earmarks and plan to continue their self-imposed moratorium. But in the Senate, GOP leader and Appropriations Committee member Mitch McConnell hadn't agreed to that kind of pledge until now.
Unless we act, and act quickly, and that the only way we will be able to turn the corner and save our future is if elected leaders like me make the kinds of difficult decisions voters are clearly asking us to make.
Senate Republicans are now planning to try to attach an amendment formally establishing a moratorium on earmarks on the next piece of legislation they can, with the goal of forcing Democrats to vote on the issue. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Deliberations are underway in the House ethics trial of New York Congressman Charles Rangel. The panel refused Rangel's request for a postponement, prompting the veteran Democrat to walk out of the proceedings on Monday. Rangel says he needs more time to obtain legal counsel. He faces 13 charges, including using a rent-stabilized apartment for his campaign committee and failure to report income from property in the Dominican Republic. In India, officials now say at least 60 people have died from when a five-story building collapsed in a suburb of Delhi. The BBC's Chris Morris reports from Delhi that scores of others are injured.
All that's now left of the four-story apartment block is a pile of twisted metal and concrete. It had been home to many families, most of them poor migrant labourers. Rescue teams have worked through the night to try to find survivors, but they've been hampered by difficult access through narrow streets. Some officials have speculated that flooding during this year's heavy monsoon rains may have weakened the building, and an inquiry has already been ordered.
That was the BBC's Chris Morris reporting from Delhi. At least one person is dead and several UN peacekeepers are injured following clashes between protesters and troops in Haiti. The demonstrators blame UN peacekeepers for the health crisis from cholera, saying that Haiti never had an epidemic of the disease until they arrived last month. The cholera outbreak has killed more than 900 Haitians and sickened more than 14,000 others since late October. The UN mission blames the unrest in Haiti on political agitators trying to stir up tensions ahead of the country's elections later this month. Accused Russian arms trafficker Viktor Bout has left Thailand after his extradition to the United States was approved by the government. Bout faces terrorism charges in the U.S. linked to his alleged arms dealing. He was detained in Bangkok in March of 2008. You're listening to NPR News. Election officials in Arizona say voters there have approved a ballot measure legalizing marijuana for medical use. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports that the vote was so close that it took nearly 2 weeks to count the ballots.
Now that the question of whether people in Arizona will be able to have medical marijuana prescribed, there are even more unanswered questions. How will dispensaries legally obtain the seeds to grow it? What is chronic pain? And will physicians be able to recommend medical marijuana to their patients? The law won't take effect until April, and those questions, among others, mean that patients who qualify won't actually be able to get a prescription for the drug until summer. Arizona is the 15th state in the country to approve the use of marijuana for medical purposes. California was the first in 1996. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
In Alaska, elections officials have now counted more than 102,000 votes for write-in candidates, and they estimate that as many as 600 additional ballots will arrive by the deadline on Wednesday. There still is no decision in the hotly contested Senate race between incumbent Democrat Lisa Murkowski and Republican Joe Miller. Murkowski became a write-in candidate after losing her party's primary. Nigeria's main militant group is claiming responsibility for last week's attack on an offshore oil rig operated by Exxon. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta says it kidnapped seven Nigerian workers from the rig and was also behind last month's deadly car bombings in Abuja. The group is now threatening more attacks. Nigerian militants, upset over deep poverty in the Delta, are divided over an amnesty program that ended years of attacks on foreign oil installations there. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.